Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
9 and 77, back over to showers and storms on Saturday, and some of those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Odyssey sports draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
What do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
I have not a da with the da-da-da.
Close to da?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-kay.
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is ta-da Monday or Tuesday?
Ta-da is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
You want my duck?
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on a Thursday, NFL draft day. Glad to have you with us here. We will get to lots of things in this hour. We'll take a look at the Royals and where they're at. I want to talk to Paul Savage about the 24 or 16 game college football playoff. There's a little bit of news on that. We'll get you the latest from Ross Dellinger in a report he had yesterday evening. So we'll get there. And of course, it's the NFL draft. Your calls, your commentary. Welcome on all of it. 869-1240 is the number to call. You can leave us comments on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. You can leave us voice messages if you're listening to us through the Odyssey app. Thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected. You can also email the show at sportsdaily@kfhradio.com. Everything we have coming for you this hour is on tap. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole. No matter the score, Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Real quick, are we going to talk a little about Royal Stadium? I guess it's done. Is that, am I right on this?
It is done.
It's a done deal. Is that correct?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, we need to touch on that just a little bit.
Union Station area. My problem with it all, Paul, when I go to Kansas City, I've either gone to the Truman Sports Complex to cover the Chiefs or the Royals.
Right.
I've gone downtown.
Right.
Or Crown Plaza, okay. I think is what it's called. Country Club Plaza, whatever that area is. I don't spend a lot of time, so I don't know the dynamics of the city very well. People will talk about parking in this area that's being proposed. It's, I guess, down where the old Hallmark headquarters is.
Hallmark is vacating, my understanding.
So Hallmark's going to kind of get out of the way. And it seems like they're sort of partners in this deal. So they're going to kind of get out of the way there and let them clear the space. I don't know if you saw the renderings, Paul. They look great.
They do.
As renderings typically do. Mm-hmm. Stadium looks good. It's kind of it felt like a lot of callbacks to Kauffman, which I think is kind of cool.
It did.
But it'll be beautiful down there. I'm a big, big proponent of downtown ballparks. I think it adds to your downtown. I mean, you think about Wichita. Think about how much better the drive on Kellogg looks, or to see Equity Bank Park and Intrust Bank Arena just sitting there as you drive down. It feels big. And the problem with Kauffman, of course, and the whole Truman Sports Complex, there's nothing out there. Right, like there's nothing to do. You drive out to go to the game, and you drive back. Mm-hmm. If you go to any of the newer areas, and I always use the one because it's the one I've been to most often, is the area in Arlington now where they've put basically kind of between the new Rangers ballpark and Cowboys Stadium. They've got bars and restaurants and hotels right there. And it like you, it's a lot of fun to visit and go down there and hang out. You know, for the folks that live in Kansas City, you got to find a place to park. Okay, they'll figure that out. They'll build some parking garages. Like I always say this, everybody that's been in every town or everybody that's ever lived anywhere complains about two things, parking and road construction. And listen, everybody deals with it. Yeah, we're in an area now where parking's not that big a deal. We choose to, but it's a big deal in every major city.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to, like insert team name here, you go to, they're in, the draft's in Pittsburgh, Paul. You go to a Pirates game downtown. I wonder where they park.
Well, I
you
get
go
it.
To New York,
yeah.
The Mets or the Yankees. Where do you park?
Well, here's the thing.
It's always a problem.
Here's what I did last night. So I'm minding my own business and I'm watching KWCH newscast and this story about the stadium being relocated and, you know, Hallmark moving and becoming a partner and vacating their business so this whole thing can be put together. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. You know, I get why they're doing it, and I think it's probably important, and they'll be just fine. Thank you very much. And then they show a place, they show the site where the stadium will sit. I pause my TV. I pause it because I want, here's this picture of the downtown. And I'm looking at there, and I'm saying, I'm looking for a parking spot. I'm looking for Jacob. I'm looking for one parking spot. One. I can't find one parking spot.
Who wants to put parking spots in a rendering?
Well, this was an actual photo of the downtown. I don't think it was a rendering.
Oh, well, they're going to tear all that down and build it back up.
All right. Well, I guess
listen, it's a problem. It's a problem now in downtown Kansas City, but it's a problem everywhere. You know, you've got to figure that out. You've got to figure out where people can park and like take a tram in or something. They'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you're anyone in that area and you own some property, cha-ching.
Yep.
Yep. Come buy me out. Build a parking garage.
You got that right. That's not going to be a bad situation if you're in it.
They'll
I can tell you that.
Figure it out. Like I hate to, you know, and I get it. We don't live there. So like for me, like I don't care about what they find for parking. If I'm going up there, I'll be parked at the hotel taking an Uber. I don't care about parking. Now, I get it, though. But for the people up there, it could be a concern. Okay, they'll probably figure out parking. But I do think we ended up, Paul, with the best case scenario in all of this. Like we did, you and I. The Chiefs came over to the Kansas side, and the Royals got to go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, I don't think Kansas could have afforded the risk to take them both. I think it would have been a little too risky. The Chiefs are risky enough to give them what we're giving them. But, you know, maybe probably worth the risk, I think. But taking them both probably would have been too much.
Yeah.
But you don't want them to leave the area. And it was looking bleak there for a minute.
Right.
And they end up finding a home downtown.
Yeah,
I think we got the best case scenario.
Yeah. Royals are, the Chiefs are a better pick for the state of Kansas. I think I'd rather have the Chiefs, partly just because of the trajectory of the NFL. I mean, it's just, you know, the NFL, it looks like it's on a moonshot. I mean, that's just the way it looks. It looks like it's going to be a printing press of money for the foreseeable future. At least that's the way that it looks to me. I'm not sure I could say the same thing for baseball, although baseball has a lot of good things going on it.
Baseball's on the way up, too, but they're probably going to have a labor stoppage here pretty quick.
Yeah, and there's some things
Going to impact any of this.
But. Right. But anyway, so I guess everything will be fine, and everything always works out. But it just struck me that, man, you know, when I saw the parking situation, I thought that. And I really thought it, and it was a concern to me. And yet I've got a feeling that when you're talking about doing billions and when you're doing billions, these kind of things may come up somewhere along the line.
Find a couple parking garages. Yeah, like, we can build big buildings, Paul. Can we build, like, a 20-story parking garage? Is that possible?
I don't know the engineering on that.
I don't know if it can hold that much weight. I don't know how tall those things can be. I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
But I'll bet you can find a place to park those cars. Maybe they got to build a little monorail.
And they will.
We do it in airports.
Yeah.
All we bus people in and out of airports. Wing, bang, bing, bang, boom. Just, You can't need more parking than an airport.
And there'll be and if nothing else to get started, there'll be a shuttle system of somewhere. Somebody's going to have a parking lot, you know, a mile away, and you can shuttle.
And you hop on a monorail.
You want to go back? Yeah, you want to go back to your car and leave early? You hop on. They're available all the way through the game. It doesn't matter. And so, yeah, these things will have a way of figuring it out. It just struck me. Where are you going to park? I mean, the congestion of downtown Kansas City is unbelievable.
Conversation about where we lived, Paul, we would be having a parking conversation.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
But, you know, for us, we don't really care, right? It's their problem, not ours. I think getting downtown is the right idea.
Well,
baseball downtown makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. What's it do for Boston? I mean, in Fenway Park. Look around Fenway Park. What is it? It's an entertainment center.
It's incredible.
It's beer. It's booze. It's having fun.
Here's a hot take for you, Paul.
What's
unpopular
that?
Opinion. Right. I don't even like Fenway. It was one of my least favorite places I've ever watched a baseball game.
It's the smallest thing I've ever been in.
That area around it. Fantastic. I know Max
has a comment. Max has a comment for you, my friend. Go ahead, Max.
He's going to have a stroke here.
Smallville. Come on now.
I love the area around Fenway. Fenway itself, to watch a game, it's uncomfortable. I got poles in the way everywhere.
Listen. Before your time, when you used to have to go to the bathroom, you used to have to pee into a trough. That's how far back
Max,
I go.
I grew up in Potter County Stadium. Jacob,
when you're a kid and you go in there and you see that, you know, I held it till I got home. That was terrifying.
Yeah, it's fine. That was, but to Paul's point, the area around Fenway is what makes Fenway.
It does. It's amazing.
I love watching games at Fenway on TV. It was probably my least favorite from like being in attendance. My least favorite stadium I've ever been in.
Did you sit on the roof seats? Because I'm against them.
No,
the screen.
We probably sat. Oh, I don't know. Second level between home plate and first base. They were pretty good seats, but they were cramped. There were poles everywhere.
They faced the wrong way.
It's an old stadium. I get why.
Yeah. By the way, before we go, I was just going to say, if you go to Fenway Park and you've never been before, you're going to be shocked about how small it is inside. It really feels small inside, doesn't it?
But man, everything around it is so awesome. And that's what they've got to get right with the downtown Kansas
Bingo.
City ballpark.
All right, we'll see.
All that stuff around it, just like they did with Power and Light, they'll do a great job. It's good news, I think, for everybody. We don't have to pay for it either, so there you go. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk about those Royals. Let's talk about this college football playoff situation. We got more Sports Daily coming your way.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 is heavy heading on to K-96 is heavy approaching 37th Street. Give yourself 5 extra minutes to move through the area. And there is construction on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street with a backup to the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Gray skies out the door will eventually turn partly cloudy. A high of 85. Strong gusty south winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour. After 5 o'clock through this evening, severe storms are likely, especially along and east of the turnpike. All of that should be done by 10 p.m. or so, then clearing in 52. A beautiful Friday, sunshine in 77. Back over to showers and storms on Saturday, and some of those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some these players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan, where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Go! 97.5 and 1240 KFH and thousands more, plus millions of podcasts, are all on the free Odyssey app. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. You want to win some HTO iced tea? You can do it right now by texting the keyword tea to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free cup of tea at either the East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby locations. You can try the all-new Sweet Paloma tea with those coupons. Not a coupon drink, but HTO now has matcha. It's also about to, we're coming up on Teacher and Nurse Appreciation Week. HTO can help you with large orders. Give them an email is the easiest way to do that. But good luck, everybody. Again, text the keyword T to the number 20357. Welcome back into Sports Daily. We come back in, and we'll get to the Royals and the day off in a little bit. But I know with Paul Savage here, it's a great and interesting topic. The college football playoff, Paul, we know this is good. Expansion is happening. Ross Dellinger, who's a great college football reporter, put something out on Yahoo that basically the summation is there's a lot of discussion. You've got one of the real power brokers, Greg Sankey, appearing to support a 16-team field. You've got the Big Ten, who would like to see it go to 24. In that format, the top eight teams would get a first round bye and you'd have home games. I'll be honest, Paul. I think we overthink this stuff way, way too much. Playoff expansion in general has almost never been a mistake if you look holistically across sports. When you take a step back from it and you look. And college football is always the hardest one for that, but like the NCAA tournament, obviously 64 teams is incredible. I'm sure there was a time when we talked about expanding to 64, when people said that's absolutely crazy. They went to 68, didn't impact anything. I would say college football is in a much, much better place now with the 12 teams than it was with the four teams, than it was with the two teams. That's my opinion. This is the one that people get the most divided on, and I understand that. But, you know, the NFL expanded the playoffs. Anybody complaining about that when the postseason starts? Major League Baseball's expanded its playoffs a couple of times. Anybody complaining about that when the dust settles? So I think generally, when you get to the playoffs, the cream typically rises to the top. You like that it gives you a chance. The problem for me with college football has always been, people say an expanded playoffs make the regular season not matter. To me, having it at a two-team playoff made the regular season not matter. It gave teams no chance most of the time. Now, at least, they can get out there and prove that they have no chance. Maybe this top two teams end up there anyway, no matter what. But at least as a fan of one of these other teams, you feel like you're playing for something. Yeah, well, let's get in there and let's prove it. And most of the time they do. Last year, good example. Indiana, pretty much the best team all year long. So whether it goes to 16 or 24, I don't really care. I think it would be fun either way. I'd rather see it go to 16. No buys, because I want to see the season end quicker in college football. I think, to me, the best case scenario is a playoff format where you're playing national if New Year's Day is so critical, you're playing the national championship there somehow. But I hate the gap. I think the biggest detriment to the college football playoff is how long it takes to start it and how many weeks off teams have before they play their first game. I think that is the biggest flaw of college football right now that's easily solvable. I think if you want to have an extra bye week in the season and push that to where you've got games happening when you're when college football is fresh on your mind, whether that's 16 or 24, don't really care. I want conference champions in, and I want the ability for at least one non-power, now four conference team to get in. What are they called? The group of six. I need one of those teams in there. I need the conference champions in there. And quite frankly, I don't really care about the rest. I'm more concerned with how we don't have, how can we eliminate the gap between the end of the regular season and the postseason of college football? If it's 24, doesn't make a rip to me. Those are the things that I need and that I want to see. I don't care as much about how many teams there are.
I'm not sure I care about how many teams are in either, because obviously I know what you're thinking about me. You're going to say, well, Savage is going to say 24 teams. Heck yeah. Right. The more, the better. I know that's what you're thinking.
No, I would think you'd say, no, get off my lawn. That's too many teams.
Get off my lawn. I like that. I'm going to put that on a sign out in my yard. That's what I'm going to do. I like that. But here's the thing. My one problem with playoffs at the college level is giving somebody a bye. I don't like giving people.
I don't like it as much in college. I don't. Because I don't it either. Almost hurts you a little bit.
Well, no, well, it, but it can also be a great help. If you're a team, you know, everybody is worn out. Everybody at the end of a college football season is tired. Everybody, most teams, are nicked up a little. You know, a week or two off and does tremendous things for the healing on a football team, because everybody's nicked up. They've got something wrong, something sore, something aching, you know, and you have a chance to get it fixed. And that's a tremendous advantage. I think it's a tremendous advantage, particularly at the end of a season. So the thing that I would say is I kind of like the 16-team idea, because that means you're going to play, you're going to have eight teams advance, then to four, then to two, to one. You know, that's four games. That's very, very doable. I don't know if it's doable for your desire of getting a championship game on New Year's. I don't know if that's doable, but you know, you could probably get second week of January at the latest. But I like the idea of 16 teams because, first of all, you can still get, if you made the rule, and one of the things that I like is that most conferences, the major conferences, they have a championship game at the end of the season. A special game, two teams, going to be the league champion. But I've always thought there's something special about being regular season champions. That's just me. I mean, to me, a lot of pride goes into winning a championship during the regular season.
About a conference championship
regular season. You know, yeah. So we go undefeated in league play and then get beaten a championship game. Who's the real champion? I mean, you know, you can make a case for both, although the
you'd make a case then for two teams out of each conference.
That's right.
The only problem with that is, and I haven't figured out really, like, I don't have a strong take on this. The problem with that is, Paul, then what is the conference championship game even mean if both teams are going to get in anyway?
Well, if you're playing in it, it means a heck of a lot. That means a national championship.
I understand, but like if you're – Let's say you've got a quarterback who's a little hobbled and you know you're getting in anyway. Do you even play him in the conference championship game if it doesn't mean something?
That's ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not ridiculous. I'm just saying, like, if you took the two teams in the power leagues that played in the championship game, no matter what, you're going to nullify just a little bit the importance of that game.
Well, you're going to nullify some really good football teams, too.
How about this? You're a fan. What? You're a fan, and you only have enough money to go to one. You going to the conference championship game, or you going to round one of the playoffs?
My advice is get a part-time job.
Yeah. And again, I don't have a strong take on that. I really don't. I think that that's too valuable a television asset for them to just do that with. So I don't think it would be quite so simple. Now, if you wanted to take three teams, and this is probably where you get the Big Ten's take on 24. If you wanted to take three teams from every league, and it can just simply be the three highest ranked teams in the CFP, whatever that ends up with, and seeding would matter. And that's where you would say, well, yeah, but if you win your conference championship game, maybe you get to host in the playoffs. And that's why it would be important. And I would buy that, by the way. In a 24 team, it probably makes more sense because you can build in home playoff games. 16, you're probably playing them at bowl sites, so I'm not sure it matters as much. So I think in a 24 team, you could probably justify that. And maybe you say three teams get in. So here's a fun scenario for you, Paul. And this is one that I've kind of dabbled in, and I kind of like the idea of it. So if you had three teams in from each league, you have your conference championship game, then you have a third place game. And that winner at that point is it's a play-in game. That, to me, would be a blast.
Well, you're making things way too complicated.
The easiest answer to all of this is say, we're going to take 16 teams. They're going to be they're going to be the conference champions, a group of six, and the next highest ranked, whatever it is, what would that be? 11 teams. That's it. That's your playoff. And I would be okay with that, by the way. As long as conference champions are getting in, and as long as group of six is represented, I'm good. So honestly, like, I'm good with 12. I'm fine with 12. But I also, here's a quick look, Paul, at last year's college football rankings. If you took it down to 16 and you just, let's just for fun say it's the top 16 ranked CFP teams.
All right.
You're getting down at the bottom end there. Three loss Texas would be in. Three loss USC would be in. Now, I don't think there's anybody that watched USC. The other teams in that range, right? Arizona, Utah, Michigan last year. Nobody thought those teams were good enough to win a national championship. But it's okay. That's fine. We're watching the NBA playoffs right now, Paul, and the, you know, some of the lower seeds. We watch that and we think, those teams don't have a chance to win a championship.
Here?
We watch the NFL playoffs every year, and we watch the team on the road in the wild card round and think, that team doesn't have any chance to win a championship this year. Like, we can't just exclude. We watch the NCAA tournament, and we watch, you know, six teams play ones, and we don't sit there and say, well, that team doesn't have any chance to win a championship. No, we just enjoy it because it's a game, right?
It's a little different. I mean, it's a little different take, but I got you. But here's the thing. The problem with the 12 is still somebody's going to be sitting. Somebody's going to have an advantage over the other teams that have to go out and slug it out on the week before they play somebody that's really good. So
I don't like the bye. You got to get rid of the bye.
Okay, how are you going to do that with 12?
Well, you don't do it with 12. That's why I'm fine with 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's why I'm fine with 16. Now, if you moved the 12 game to immediately following the end of the regular season, then the bye doesn't bother me as much, right? If the bye week is the Saturday after conference championships are played, then I don't mind a bye. But they'll never do that because they feel like they have to have New Year's Day and all this other stuff, and there's not enough time. So you'd have to start it all a little bit later, which I'd be fine with. You know, if you took an extra bye week or whatever in the regular season to try to push it out to where I think we ought to play college football's national championship game, Paul, every year on New Year's Day.
Impossible. I don't see how that can happen.
If it happens to fall on a Wednesday, but everyone's off work. You have it during the day. You have it like a 4 or 5 o'clock kickoff, just like you have the Super Bowl. Nobody's working on New Year's Day for the most part. It's already a national holiday. And if it happens to fall on a Tuesday or whatever, okay, fine. You had that particular year, you had 9 days after the semifinal to get there. Some years it might just be 7, and that's fine too. But I'd make it New Year's Day every year because they're so beholden to New Year's Day. Sorry, Rose Bowl. You know, sorry.
Jeez, like, sorry, that's it?
It's all you ever hear about. But what about the Rose Bowl? Okay.
The granddaddy.
I don't care.
The granddaddy of them all, Jacob. Great, you're going to treat granddad like that? Are you kidding me?
I cannot. It that you lose all your college. By the time we're playing a college football national championship game, we are so not paying attention to college football anymore. You're either worried about your team and the transfer portal and the next coach they're firing or hiring, or you're into the NFL, playoffs or into the right. Like, they wait too dang long by the time we play these games. They just, it's not. And they put it on a Monday night. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, the good thing about a 16-team playoff is that you're done in 4 weeks. I mean, you can play the thing in a month. I mean, you can play every game to the championship, the opening round to the championship in 4 weeks. That's the good news. And that
I think I like 16 the most, to be perfectly honest
with you. I do too.
I'm okay with 24, but again, if you're doing that, it has to start the Saturday after conference championship games. Has to. You must start it the Saturday, because then if you're going to have 8 teams with a bye, it can only be 1 week off. You have to start it right away. And then I would be fine with 24. Like, if you did that, you gave 8 teams a bye, okay, and it started immediately, I'm fine with that.
Right.
But if it gets into where everybody gets a week off and then the teams get a bye week, and because that's what we do, I can't, no. Absolutely not.
The thing that I also wonder, and I don't know where this is going to end up. I don't know where it's going to go. Shoot, I'm not even sure where it is even as we speak right now. And that is the other thing that comes into the play is the portal. Because here's the one thing I don't want to happen is that the portal start affecting, you know, those 16 teams playing.
Yeah, you got to put the restrictions in place. Like, it worked out better for college basketball this year. The portal didn't open until the season was over.
Right.
Yeah. And look, it's taken longer than any of us would have liked, but 5 years from now, Paul, do you think the portal's going to look the same as it does now?
No, we won't even recognize. I predict, and I think you may have a similar prediction, we won't even recognize it. Will it still be here? I don't know how you take away the ability
of somebody. It'll still be here, but it's not going to be the chaos it is now.
No, we can hope, can't we? I mean, I think you're right.
Lawmakers are involved now. There's momentum for people.
Yeah, there's no chaos there, is there?
No, I just mean they're fine. Everyone's going to be looking for, you know, dunks politically. And I don't know that anybody agree. Like,
that was
whichever
good.
One can get it solved first is going to get brownie points, mm-hmm. basically. Nobody's sitting there watching it thinking, man, I sure do love the transfer portal.
Yeah, nobody.
This is my favorite thing. Yeah, so
that's not even that's, as that's, they say 80-20.
That's bipartisan as it gets. So I don't think it'll look the same in 5 years. I think we're probably headed to one free transfer. The rest of them, you have to sit out a year. That kind of thing will kind of go back into play. But you got to make a law first because it won't hold up in court just yet. Okay, so that's where we are. That's kind of the latest. 16, 24, it's coming. They're going to expand at least a little bit. I don't even mind Paul saying, well, let's try 16 then for a couple of years, and then we'll see where it gets. But it's okay. Like, just... if your team makes the playoff, you're not going to be complaining that they expanded the playoff, right? You're going to be happy that your team, even if they go out there and get their butts kicked.
Right.
It's still fun.
It's going to be fun. It's
fun to be involved in a playoff.
Gosh, I mean, for goodness sakes, to be one of the top 16 teams in the playoff, whether you get your butt kicked or not in the first round, that's still something. That's something you'll
like
remember the
I
rest of
like
your...
I kind of like 16 with no buys.
That,
no buys
with
in
you.
16.
I'm
or,
with you.
Or every, like if you, you know, everybody gets a buy after conference championship week, well, and then you start the 16 right then.
That's fine. That's perfect. Yep, I think you're right.
I'm with you on that. All right, let's talk some Royals when we come back. Is it too late or is it just fine? It is only April. We'll talk about it next on Sports Daily.
Sports Radio KFH.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Still a little sluggish on I-235 heading onto K-96. Give yourself a few extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. Gray skies out the door. Will eventually turn partly cloudy. A high of 85. Strong gusty south winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour. After 5 o'clock through this evening, severe storms are likely, especially along and east of the turnpike. All of that should be done by 10 p.m. or so, then clearing in 52. A beautiful Friday, sunshine in 77. Back over to showers and storms on Saturday, and some of those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I love that I can just take it with me everywhere.
It's like a one app on my phone I constantly use.
Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Glad to have you with us here on Sports Daily. It is, it's great time of the year, isn't it? Who's excited for the NFL draft tonight? Come on now.
Ready for it.
Come on now. This is fantastic. It's one of the best days of the year.
By the way, you never did tell me, what do you think that, what's the one thing the Chiefs will do that will not surprise you? You've got to have that one thing where you think.
Take a tackle early.
Oh my God!
I'm not predicting that they'll do it, but it will not surprise me if they do it.
That would be,
and I'm not going to be mad at it either. I'll only be mad at it if they don't take the right player. But that goes for any pick.
Well, I got
Paul.
But man, there are
Patrick Mahomes is coming off of an ACL. Okay,
I see your point.
He is now on the other side of 30. You just made Kenneth Walker the fourth highest paid running back in football. If the formula this year is at pick 9 or pick 29, they walk away with their starting right tackle and provide offensive line depth, I will have no issue with that. Josh Simmons, remember, came into the league with a serious injury concern. He was away from the team a little bit last year. Offensive line depth is never a problem. If the Chiefs love a tackle and they take a tackle with one of their picks tonight, it will not surprise me. Now, do I think that they will?
Well, I think you do.
I wouldn't bet on it, But again, it won't. And I'm not going to sit here tomorrow and be disappointed by it.
All right.
And you're in tomorrow too, so hold me to it.
All right.
Because it means you're protecting Mahomes. It means you're leaning into that run game. Both of those things I fully endorse and support. I think it's far more likely that they end up with either edge rusher, receiver, or both edge rusher, receiver, and I would even say corner, then I would say tackle. But it's all on the table, and they're being mocked at tackle in a lot of places.
I'll be truthful. You get me at the part where you say, well, in order to protect Mahomes, he's 30. You know something? That kind of got me. It kind of snaps me out of my little thoughts and brings me to reality. What is reality? This team is going to go as far as Mahomes stays healthy. How about that? I think that we can all agree on that.
And Paul, when was the last time you ever watched a football game and thought, man, you know what? They just got too many good players on the offensive line.
I don't know that I've ever had that experience. How about that?
Well, they have, I mean, honestly, they have Pro Bowlers up the middle, right? You're still, you know, you like the way Suamataia played at left guard a little bit last year. You're leaning into a right tackle, we think, who was a backup tackle, who's now like there's always need for offensive linemen. You're never going to fail in the NFL by having the best line. Most of the time, when we look at the teams at the end of the year, that's as common a denominator as there is.
Yep.
They were good on the lines, right?
Yep.
Like they were good on the lines.
That's right.
So it'll kill you if you're not. Like, you could be great everywhere else and bad on the line, and it'll kill you.
Games are still, to this very day, same when Newt Rockne still was a coach. Newt Rockne was coach. The same thing was true. Those who win the line of scrimmage win the game. That's still true today, Jacob. Still as true as it is, as it's been for 100 years of football.
Still. So it's not going to surprise me if they take a tackle.
I got you.
And I will not be disappointed.
Well, you've made me feel better about it. You've made me feel a
little better. Is it the most pressing need right now? No, it's not. But if they think that's the best player, I almost never, like, I'm not going to get disappointed in taking offensive linemen. Like, they're hard to find. They get hurt more probably than any other player. And you got to have them. And Mahomes is old now. Like, by NFL standards, right? He's an older player now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So protect him. I got no issue with it. Again, right. I think it'd be, it's not what I think will happen, but who the hell knows?
Well, you snapped me out.
We don't know their draft board.
At least you snapped me out of Paul's world. I didn't need to be there for this.
I'm telling you right now, though, if they love a tackle, like if they think there is a transcendent talent there at 9 that falls, and they don't love, you know, Reuben Bain or one of these other guys, they will take that tackle. But we don't have access to their big board to know something like that.
Right, I got you.
They love one of those tackles? I don't know. I mean, who knows? That's what makes it fun, though.
Yeah, at that point, by the way, at that point, they trade 29 up to get that tackle. They don't trade 9.
They could do that, too. They could pick 9 and 15. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's right.
They can use that 29 and 40 to move up again. There's no question.
Correct.
The Royals, Paul, last night they fall.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they couldn't hold the lead. Michael Wacha kind of let them down a little bit. But they were scoring some runs, and it wasn't, to me, it wasn't a pull-your-hair-out kind of loss. It was a loss and annoying. But boy, we saw Vinny Pasquantino hit the ball a little bit. You know, the bullpen's going to be a challenge. We know that right now until Estevez can get back, and hopefully he can and he's healthy. But it's going to be a challenge back there in the pen. Mm-hmm. But Wacha had a bad game. It happens. And, you know, the two runs that killed him came on a bloop flare single. So yesterday's loss to me didn't feel as just excruciating as some of the others. They snapped the losing streak before they lose that game. They get a day off. They come back home for the Angels. Some of the other teams right now struggling, we've talked about. Boston, Toronto, most notably Philadelphia and the Mets, who snapped their losing streak. But Phillies are at an 8-game losing streak, Paul. I look at this right now, and if you're a Royals fan, and I'm not sure I'm trying to do this, I'm not sure I believe it, but it's April and I want to will it into existence of like, it's not over yet. That's silly. They're only 5.5 games back. Okay. You go down and you look at like the Mets right now, because Atlanta's also off to a good start. They're 8.5 games back. And it's April 23rd. So I think that's the solace you take for the Royals. If you're trying to, like, you know, this is probably killing you in the wild card. But, Paul, there is one team in the American League right now that's more than two games over 500, and it's the Yankees. Everybody else is, at best, two games over 500.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just amazing.
The league is just not separating. And that's the best news that the Royals could find, is that that's the case.
Well,
because there's very much like the wild card, the division, like nothing is running away from them. And so if they can figure it out, they have a couple of good weeks, they're going to be right back there. Now the question becomes, of course, can they? But at least at that level, like you're the Mets, you're the Phillies, like you're watching the Braves run away with your division. That would feel worse. Like if Cleveland was four or five games better and you're sitting there and you're 9 or 10 games out right now, that would feel awful if you were the Royals. But you're not. You're 5.5 games out. Mm-hmm. And in the American League, when nobody's running away with it, it's still at the point to me where it's like, can the Royals just turn it around and play better baseball? And I think the answer to that has to be yes. They have too many good players not to.
And I think last night might have been a turning spot for Pascatino. I mean, He looked locked in.
And Paul, he's done this every year. He's done this every year. It feels like.
Well, doesn't feel. I don't remember it this bad last year, but
it was 24 and 25. Paul, there's a reason he doesn't have a big old fat contract yet. Now, when he's streaking the right way, he's as productive a run producer as we have in baseball. But there are these stretches where you're just like, what on earth? And he has been provided so many opportunities to drive in runs this year.
Yeah, he has.
He got it done yesterday. Salvi to me still doesn't look quite as locked in as Vinny does. Like Vinny, the last couple of games has looked more like he's picking it up a little bit. So I think if they can pitch the way that they've pitched holistically at starting rotation. And Waka had a pretty rough start yesterday, but it was, you know, it wasn't like a throwaway start. But if they can get the starting pitching we've become accustomed to, there's plenty of room for them to still be okay. But you can't come into these weekend series at home against the Angels and not at minimum win those series.
Right.
Like you got to start stringing it together a little bit here, because now they have a hole to climb out of. They are 9 games under 500. I don't think 500 is going to be good enough to make the playoffs. That means the rest of the way, they got to be what? 12, 15 games over 500 the rest of the season? That's a big ask. I mean, that's a lot, you know, by winning percentage or whatever. But that's what you're looking at the longer this goes. How good do you have to be the rest of the way to be in the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
You're 9 games under 500 now. If we think it's going to take 88, 87, 88 wins, maybe 86 to reach the postseason. That means at that point, you're 5 games over 500. That means you got to be 14 games better than 500 the rest of the way. That's a pretty big ask.
Right. I mean, and here we're singing sort of like we're singing some praises. They still lost yesterday.
I'm trying to find hope because you're trying it's to only find hope. April 23rd.
Right. Well, you know, Let me tell you where your hope is. Win a few games. That's it. How about that for hope?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You play the Angels at home, then you go on the road to play 3 against the A's to start that road trip.
Mm-hmm.
I think 4-2 kind of needs to be the target there. After that, Paul, at Seattle, Cleveland, Detroit for the next 10 games.
Yeah. A little more problems there. A few more problems.
Yeah, so these next 6 will be important. Right. Make sure you got to win these series here, because the schedule, all these teams in the American League are hovering around 500 right now. That's not going to stay the case. Seattle's going to be really good at the end of the year. Detroit's probably going to be really good at the end of the year. Cleveland always figures out a way to be really good at the end of the year. You can see it as an opportunity in about a week, but boy, you better be playing better before you get that opportunity. I don't know. What do you think? I think the last 2 nights, at least for the offense, it's felt a whole lot better. it hasn't felt like 2-0 is insurmountable the last couple of nights.
I got you. Well, Vinny playing better makes you feel better, doesn't it? It makes me feel better. I mean, you know, you get him going, he'll rally some guys around him and everything will start picking up.
Mikel Garcia had to leave the game with injury. Now, I don't know. Let me see if I can find the latest on that. I don't think we've had any updates from him leaving the game with elbow soreness. So here's what gets really interesting with that, Paul. We've always wondered, could he, because Kyle Isbell's kind of on a tear here. Somebody else is going to have to lead off. Maybe it's a time to see if Isbell can do it.
Maybe.
Because what I would be really curious about is, if, and maybe Garcia's fine, we don't know yet, but if he did miss any time, could he bat lower in the lineup? Because, you know, he's been good in the leadoff spot, but he's also got a little pop. Could he bat a little low? I don't know. It's something to watch. We'll see. Hopefully he's fine and he just comes right back because they need him.
All right.
But that did happen yesterday if you missed it. It's just, again, elbow soreness. Boy, I hate it. Elbow injuries scare you a little bit, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, no question. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, and people forget players get, you know, throwing arm injuries all the time. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully that's not the case. And we get the Royals at full strength here. But again, we're just trying to find some reason for hope here.
Yeah. Can I give you a couple little topics? Just get your thoughts real quick. For topic one, Otani's streak of 54 straight games on base, man. Straight games. Thoughts on that?
He is a gift to us all. I mean, he's the best player any of us have ever seen. And I thoroughly enjoy watching him play baseball. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Plays for a team nobody wants to root for, all of that stuff. Man, Paulie just does stuff we haven't seen before.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We rarely get that in sports. Victor Wembanyama might be that kind of player, right? Like, that's what you hope for. Tiger Woods was that kind of player. Michael Jordan was that kind of, like, when guys get out there and you're just like, unbelievable. That's what it feels like every time he gets on the field. You're just like, unbelievable.
Got to see it, yep. Anyway, sorry I didn't get time for the second question.
Save it for tomorrow.
I'll save it tomorrow.
Back in here with us tomorrow. We're coming right back. We got more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888. Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance. And now we're customizing this late-night ad to make you more alert, which could help your driving. And science tells us that pulsing beats faster, stimulating audio like traveling sound, and voices on the higher,
so-called brighter end of the audio spectrum like this can encourage focus.
Also, a familiar tune can help, so...
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. At Patterson Legal Group, we deal with all sorts of wrecks. Car, motorcycle, and big truck wrecks. Accidents can leave you feeling lost and overwhelmed. But with Patterson Legal Group by your side, you're never alone. We'll navigate the legal process for you so you can focus on healing. In a wreck, need a check? Call Patterson Legal Group today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
You know that Chick-fil-A sells more than chicken, right?
Hello, my name is Jaleesa, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is how it's all of my favorite breakfast items in one good bite. That fluffy egg, that melty cheese, with that perfectly grilled sausage, it just gives you that warmth, that comfort food that you love. It is the best possible option for a classic breakfast. Mm-mm.
Comfort is calling. Order a Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Since Ben Roethlisberger walked away in 2022, the Steelers have been stuck in the same loop. They're competitive, but the potential is capped. Every season feels familiar, just good enough to hang around, never quite dangerous enough to be taken seriously once the playoffs begin. And more often than not, it traces back to the same issue, the quarterback. Instead of finding a long-term answer, Pittsburgh has cycled through short-term bandages, temporary solutions meant to stabilize but not elevate. Now with the new regime in place, there's an opportunity to reset the approach. But instead, the same pattern continues. The Steelers are waiting again on Aaron Rodgers, a decision that has effectively frozen their offseason. Draft flexibility feels limited. Nothing wrong with a short-term fix.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.